All right, baby boy, just 30 more seconds and you can leave your corner. Now remember, next time you bring me my coffee right as I walk out the bathroom like I trained you to. Do you at least remember how I like it? Two creams, no sugar. Correct. And I know you were distracted by your favorite game's release happening soon and all the hype around it, but you have to remember where your priorities are, baby boy. Alright, it's done. Come here. Oh my goodness. You don't need to feel so guilty. Get up off of your knees and get that face out of my lap. No? This is what you deserve? Alright, okay, I'm just gonna let you feel this one out. But at least loosen that grip you have around my waist. Thank you. Okay. Do your thing while I sip on this coffee and pet your hair. I can't even do that because you enjoy it too much? Well, too bad. I want to, and Goddess gets what she wants. Okay, are you all done now? I already know that you feel bad, sweetheart. You know that when I punish you, it's not because I'm mad. It's simply to enforce your training. Even if I'm frustrated or disappointed at the moment, I don't hold it against you. I know you're a human, and we all make mistakes. I just want to know that your heart is in the right place. Is it? Okay, then good. Give me a kiss. Are you ready to be my good boy? Let me grab that face of yours. My sweet boy. You're so sweet when you're down there, looking all sad with your puppy eyes. You're trying to do a number on me, aren't you? Hey, what's wrong? Punishment's over, we're moving on. You're wondering if people will think that it's weird that you serve me and bring me things? Baby boy, look at me. Look at me. Do you like doing that for me? Yes? It brings you joy. Well, then that's your answer, baby boy. Not weird. It just means that you're caring and generous. Acts of service is probably one of your love languages. It's natural. And it's what many people's top love languages. What's a love language? Oh, okay. Alright, here's what I'm gonna do. Come on the couch with me. Huh? Yes, you can scoot there on your knees. You're adorable. But now, you need to get off the ground and lay down next to me. Rest your back on my thighs and lean your head back into my arms and chest. Sweet little baby. Well, a love language is how someone expresses love. There are five, and each one holds a different meaning, but the goal is the same. It's a way to show someone you care for them deeply, and that you're willing to give up a piece of yourself to show them. There's acts of service, like when you make me coffee in the morning, and you don't forget. There's physical touch, like when I'm holding you like this, and weaving my fingers through your hair like this. You like that one, huh? Quality time is like how I won't do anything for the next 10 minutes but be in your presence and enjoy your company, helping you relax. And then there's words of affirmation, like when I tell you you are the sweetest thing ever and I could squeeze your cute little cheeks for hours if you'd let me. And then there's gifts. Like that time I bought you your now favorite pair of sneakers. Sometimes people have a mix of these things, and some people strongly desire one over the other. Anyways, like I said, I think yours is acts of service, because you like to please me and serve me, and that's totally okay. Luckily, one of mine is acts of service too, so I really appreciate it and feel loved when you do that for me. You think you like words of affirmation? Okay. How about you sink a little bit deeper for me then? Get nice and comfortable. And look into my eyes. Listen to me carefully, baby boy. One, you are adored. Especially the way you let me give you forehead kisses. You make me happy. And I appreciate you just for being you. Every hair I have to brush out of your eyes. Every time I make you blush. Every time you insist that I take the first slice of pizza from the box. I'm so lucky to have such a wonderful pet like you. Not many boys are kind or sweet or humble enough to treat a woman kindly. It's true. It takes mutual respect and understanding. And I find that hard to find in men these days. So when I do find it, I appreciate it so. It is such a valuable thing to have, and ideally, it wouldn't be such a marvel to come across. Yet it is. I do wish humans could treat other humans kindly, but unfortunately, power, pride, and fragility can get in the way. And I don't bother with that. I only let good people into my life. So that means you qualify. You are good. And special to me. And besides, the only people who think serving someone they care about is beneath them is someone who has never truly felt care for themselves. It's a shame, really. That's why I want to make sure you feel spoiled at times. Because the more that you feel loved, the more deeply you can understand it and return it to others. Yes, you do return it to me, baby boy. With your sweet kisses and cuddles. How you praise me. How you're so attentive and do everything I ask. You make sure my blanket is covering me all the way. I'm never thirsty. And you know that I'll take care of you, right? That everything you do for me does not go unnoticed. I remember it all. So therefore, I will treat you with the same respect. I'll comfort you when you're down. I'll hold you when you want that physical touch. I'll lay with you until you sleep. Oh, look at you. You're melting. My perfect puddle. At the end of the day, you get to decide the type of person you want to be. Are you going to be one that lets other people shame them for being kind to others? Helpful? Selfless? Seems a bit strange to me. Besides, your goddess thinks you're perfect. I don't want you to change, unless it is to let out all that love you're still holding back. I want you to feel pride in being a good boy, and not be afraid to show it. Do you think you can do that for me? Yeah? You want to keep being my perfect puddle? Sounds great to me.